Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 147. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, gentlemen?
We're having a night.
And I use that term loosely.
Right? Hey, you should.
It's a night.
We are having a good night.
And I'm getting creeped out with this next one.
Yeah, that's right.
We just recorded our full episode. That was interesting.
Well, that's why both Nate and I said we're having a night. And you said, yeah, it is a good night. And we're like, nope, we just said it's a night.
Oh, is that what you said?
We did. Oh, yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
You know what? You're right.
It is a night.
That's
right.
It's a night.
Oh, my gosh.
True words have been spoken.
It's like Mr. Peterman on Seinfeld when Elaine takes over as he's in, where was he at? On some, you know, you go like foreign country, whatever. He finally comes back to take back over the company. And he goes, Elaine, thanks for a job. Done. But he goes, I'm taking back over the reins from, anyway. So, yeah, it has been a night. And, man, my headache, my throat's still hanging on. It's not as bad. My earache is gone, but, man, I'm getting my headache. It's getting not good.
We're blaming me. We're blaming April.
I'm looking at you.
April. Yeah, I was going to say, I was getting that look.
I've heard if you shake your head really fast.
You think so?
Makes it worse.
Anyway, well, it has been a good night, whether it's been a night or, you know, whatever. Still, hey, recording. What else would we want to do on a Wednesday night?
That's right.
All right. Let's get to Mr. Sean here. Tell the creepies, what do we have for the sponsor?
Hey, guys. Isn't it time to stop scaring your family and friends? Let's leave the scaring to the ghost. Seriously, we don't want to have to do an episode on one of you guys next. Manscaped is a men's grooming company that can take away the fear with products for areas such as your ears, nose, neck, back, and yes, even your ghostlets down below. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a fifth generation trimmer to accomplish just what you need, and that's to be as smooth as a baby's backside. You can use the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in or out of the shower because this bad boy is waterproof. They also have aftershave lotions, face razors, shampoos, beard oils, and many more awesome grooming products. So just go to manscaped.com and enter our special discount code CREEPED20. That's CREEPED 20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Guys, no more scaring the ghoulies off of your loved ones. Just go to manscaped.com and enter special discount code CREEPED20. That's CREEPED 20 for 20% off plus free shipping. That's manscaped.com.
Thank you.
I think I've got a new career. What do you think? So? Nate's like, no.
You think so?
Nate's doing all those, like, he's doing like the lawnmower action. I'm like, what's he doing over there? Actually, it made it easier.
He's acting it out.
That's Nate, right. Have you used that yet in the shower?
No.
Since our last recording?
Open? No. No.
All right. Just wondering.
Will you consider it?
Probably.
Nice.
It's on the table.
You know who would benefit? I know he uses beard oils is Mr. Micah Campbell.
Oh, heck yeah.
So I think no pressure, Micah.
No pressure, no problem.
You know, help some buddies out
pressure, here. But no pressure.
Yes, he's very very particular with his beard. He's very proud of it, Mr. Micah.
As he should be.
And he does have a glorious beard. He really does.
I just like making eye contact with him.
Yeah, I know how you two. I tell you. Last time we're going to do a Zoom.
You two. Love birds.
With you two, yeah.
Do your wives know yet?
That was funny. That was very, very, very funny.
I didn't know what he was going to say. And then when he came out and like, I swear it was just like this brief moment, but Nate and I locked eyes and it was magical.
So you know he's a writer because it's magical. Never think of anything like that.
Yes, he is. He is.
I think he caught you.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Sean. We don't have a COSO again tonight. So let's move on to the topic. What are we going to talk about?
This is Todd's topic, and is actually his son Elijah's recommendation.
It was.
Thank you, Elijah.
Months and months ago, probably at least over a year ago. Probably, I'd say a year and a half ago.
Please, Daddy.
I know. He's like,
does he still call you Daddy?
Jerk. No, he doesn't. He would be like, what?
Jerk face.
He calls me that. I don't know how he came across this. He had mentioned it, like a year and a half ago, he and his buddy, and they were like, have you ever heard of Granny Ripper? I'm like, no. He goes, well, she's like a serial killer in Russia. And I'm like, ah, you have me a serial killer in Russia. So how they came up with it, I don't know if it was a TikTok they saw a story or Instagram, whatever. I don't have Instagram. But anyway, somehow he came up with this lady. And so when I read about it, I'm like, she's something.
That's right.
So.
So if you wanted to know more about the Granny Ripper, if you're interested, you can go to the bottom of our show notes for the source links so that you can dive more into this topic.
Yes, sir. So Granny Ripper is what she's known as, Tamara Samsonova. I'm going to read this straight from Morbidology. By the way, that's a great name for a website.
Isn't it?
This is back in 2021 by Emily G. Thompson. So it says, when we think of the appearance of a serial killer, very few of us would envision an elderly lady. In 2015, however, the world would recoil in horror when an elderly woman in Russia was arrested for a string of extremely grisly murders. So it says, as I clear my throat, in late July of 2015, it was announced that 68-year-old Tamara Samsonova, so she'd be what, 77 now, a former hotel worker, had been arrested for the murder of a 79-year-old Valentina Nikolaevna Ulanova. Yeah, I did pretty good. For whom she acted as a carer for. After the murder, this is where it gets bad. Samsonova had dismembered the body with a hacksaw, then dumped it beside a pond behind her apartment. Security footage had captured Samsonova disposing of Ulanova's body. She could be seen dragging a large black garbage bag out of her apartment, which contained the body of Ulanova. Following Samsonova's arrest, it was announced that she was also suspecting of murdering a 44-year-old male lodger in her apartment back in 2003 and dismembering his body. When searching her apartment, police would find the business card for the 44-year-old victim. His identity has never been released, but Samsonova admitted to killing him during a quarrel. His body, had been found 12 years prior in almost the exact location as Ulanova. In her diary, Samsonova had written, I killed my tenant, Volodeya, cut him into pieces in the bathroom with a knife, put the pieces of his body in plastic bags, and threw them away. So, Nate, what do you think about old Tamara Samsonova?
Well, I am looking at this site called Murderpedia.
Oh, nice.
With the encyclopedia.
They're all good names. That's a good, I like your
that's
name
a good,
so far.
I like Murderpedia. I've looked at
so it sort of like gives like a rap sheet and like dates and all this other stuff.
Okay.
Just, the facts and the particulars.
Yeah.
So it says her classification is serial killer. Characteristics, dismemberment, beheading, and cannibalism, ? Number of victims, 1 to 11 plus. Dates of murder, 1995 to 2015. Date of arrest, July 28th, 2015. Mm-hmm. She was born February 5th, 1947. Victim profile, the Valentina Ulanova, her husband. Neighbors, attendants, as you said. Method of murder, stabbing with a knife. St. Petersburg, Russia was the location. Status, in jail, awaiting trial.
Still living. Oh, man.
Yeah, Morbidology says, up to 13 murders. Actually, she admitted up to 13, but she wasn't convicted of 13.
Now, she's being possibly suffering from schizophrenia. So,
that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, who knows if that,
which
that
is sad,
or not.
But still, not everybody with schizophrenia murders.
Absolutely not.
It's not a serial killer. So that's
just a warped sense of reality, but one that can take you to the extreme, of course. I think it's interesting that she's, number one, her age. Like, you don't hear of serial killers being that. Now, Ed Gein was a little bit older than he did.
He was only like 55.
But he's also, she was in her 60s. Yeah.
And a female at that. That's
and
typically.
A female just did not fit any of the stereotypical serial killer stuff. And but I thought that was interesting. I also thought it was interesting, and I did not know this until I like looked into it. She inspired a video game out there. Did you guys know that?
I did know that. But talk about it.
Well, I didn't know that before this. Anyway, yes. Granny. So welcome to Granny. Granny keeps you locked in her house right now. You wake up in a dark room. The only thing that lights up the room is your flashlight lying on the table. You have a headache and it feels like someone has hit you in the head. As a result, you must make your way out of her home. But you must be cautious and remain silent. She hears everything. If you drop anything on the floor, she will hear it and hurry up to you. You may conceal yourself in closets or beneath beds, but you must be cautious that she does not discover where you are and hide yourself. So she will, like, she carries around this bloody baseball bat, and she also has, like, her mouth is, like, covered in blood. So, but they say that this was inspired by old Granny. Granny Pants in Russia there.
Not
and
Granny Pants?
Tamara. And, but that, because there's suspicions that she was also a cannibal, so.
Yeah, from one I read, I had three sites or sources, and none of them said she actually did, but it was a possibility.
Right, yep.
Now, here's the really awful part. Not only did she kill these people, so the lady, Olenova, so it said she claimed that she, or so let me back up. So our good friend Granny Ripper, she claimed that she had given Olenova an overdose of sleeping pills before dismembering her body with a hacksaw, as we said, while she was still alive. Now, how do you go figure that? She said that she was motivated to kill Olenova after a disagreement over unwashed cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Senior investigator Mikhail Tomashadov, we'll call him Mikhail T, stated Tamara Samsonova says that at first she made her friend sleep and then cut her into pieces. That's good. So we're not talking like
panazepam it's a Russian benzodiazepine.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you overcut like she anything set her off? It sounds like if you're going against her, you're going to get it. So and she's gonna put you to sleep or whatever.
This is a sweet little old lady. What are you talking about?
God. There's she bakes apple pies.
She would with people in them. It's made from people.
With people in them, you say, Sean.
Soylent Green. It's made from people.
Yeah, crazy. There's a picture on Morbidology shows Samsonova disposing of Ulanova's dismembered body.
In a pot.
It's like this. Look at that.
Yes, yeah. She's just taking out the garbage, kids.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hmm. She was arrested after being filmed by closed caption TV cameras near her home in St. Petersburg, removing the body of her latest victim in a plastic bag, black plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she got caught. They did ask. They keep asking if she's eaten some of her victims.
Did she say yes? See, I didn't see.
I don't think she has necessarily come out 100% yes.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But some of the bodies, they found that the lungs have been removed and they can't find them.
Right, right.
They do have to put her in one of those Silence of the Lambs like masks. Anthony Hopkins.
Because that's what I saw too, Nate, that she allegedly had a penchant for removing the lungs of her victims and then eating them. Mm-hmm. But that's
She entered details of her secret life in diaries, which she kept in Russian, English, and German, alongside black magic and astrological books.
Yeah, that's weird that she wrote down like everything. Mm-hmm. And she was, and then when they questioned her and show, you know, like she started telling her story, she was happy to show them, you know, how she did it. How she beheaded her roommate and just dismember. It's just weird, you know. Like, oh, this is how I did it, sweetie. You know, that's the funny thing is that her sweet, personality was like, people just didn't see this coming. You know, it's like, I just can't imagine. Can you imagine living next to this lady?
And here's the thing. So Ulanova was her last victim in 2015. She's the one that beheaded her, and she cooked her head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about that?
Apple pie, remember?
Boiled a severed head and hands of her final victim after sawing up her body. That's pretty brutal. Mm. Pretty brutal. Oh, man.
I didn't see this picture before. It's her blowing a kiss to the camera in jail.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, she's crazy.
She's nuts, yeah.
Yeah. Here's another picture. Yeah, I'll post these when you drop the episode. It says, gruesome CCTV footage. Caught serial killer Tamara Samsonova, pictured 68 at the time, carrying the head of her final victim in a saucepan.
That's awesome.
So wow. And that's poor Udonova, awesome. The lady that she not was awesome. Upset about drinking cups.
Yeah, right?
Well, why wouldn't you be upset?
This is a quote from her. I came home and put the whole pack of Pinazepam, mm-hmm. I don't know why that's hard to say, 50 pills into her Oliver salad. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 2 a.m. and she was lying on the floor, so I started cutting her into pieces. Just very matter of fact.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says accounts of her killing, or in between accounts of her killings, her mundane details of her everyday existence. Entries include such phrases pinned on unlined yellow unruled paper as slept badly, drink coffee, take medicines, or I do not eat.
Ooh. It's such brutality, but it's like, it's not funny that she killed these people, but it's like, it's so wackadoo. I'm like, I'm doing like a nervous chuckle. Like,
this says, the woman's trial was quite sensational. It was revealed that she had a history of mental illness. No kidding, right? Huh. That we talked about. And her behavior during seemed to underline this, as she was observed blowing kisses to the judge and reported during the trial while giggling. And she was doing that in the prison pictures too. And it says, I'm haunted by a maniac upstairs who forced me to kill, and later on, I have nowhere else to live. I'm a very old person, and I put the whole matter to rest deliberately. I have thought 77 times about it, and then decided that I must be in prison. I will die there, and the state will probably bury me.
Mm.
I would say, yeah.
She blew kisses to the reporters.
Yeah right, yeah, and then, to the judge.
Then the judge asked her to address the court, and she replied, it's stuffy here. Can I go out?
Oh,
wow.
She's Granny Ripper.
She needed her shawl.
Come on. Mm. Yeah, and she went back to, they tried to find the severed head. She'd take the police back to, you know, where she supposedly buried the bodies. And my gosh, just, that's brutal. So that's really brutal. And if she hacked her up when she was still like alive, she wasn't dead yet. That's.
So then she said, she added after saying, can she go out? I was getting ready for this court action for dozens of years. It was all done deliberately. There's no way to live with this last murder. I closed the chapter.
Mm.
The judge said, I am asked to arrest you. What do you think? She replies, you decide, Your Honor. After all, I am guilty and I deserve a punishment.
Huh. She knew. Well, she's...
When he announced she would be held in custody, she smiled and clapped her hands.
Mm. Well, and it doesn't end there. Also, she told police that she killed two male lodgers who had lived with her in the past, drugging them before cutting them up. But one man who rented a room from her and was suspected dead had been found alive and is now a witness in the case. Ha ha. And police were also examining whether she also killed her husband, who vanished 15 years ago. It's plausible. Says at the time she told neighbors he had run off with a new woman, but informed police he had simply disappeared. In her interrogation, Samsonova said that her victim had told her, I am tired of you. She asked her to leave and go back to live in her own home. I was scared to live at home, she said. I was panicked. Then she said by killing her, she said she could live here in peace for another 5 months until her relatives turn up or somebody else. It's just so like, yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll have some peace. I'll kill her. And then I'll know, yeah, somebody
else. It's like she had a crazy plan in her head the entire time.
So there you go. I don't think there's anything else to talk about unless you have something to add.
Twisted Sister comes to mind.
She's, Twisted Ripper? She's Twisted some, Grandma?
Something.
Yeah, this was a heck of a story. Though,
in Elijah Russia, right? Of all places.
Yeah. So, was it St. Petersburg?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Come on.
So tell Elijah thank you.
I will.
Thanks a lot, right?
Yeah, I told him last week. I said, hey, we're going to do the the mini on old Granny Ripper, and he was like, he basically said, about time. he just wants to hear his name on the podcast. That he listens. But anyway, yeah, there you go. A little different, right? Well,
he better listen to this
one, little murder,
right?
Yeah, not haunting or no paranormal, but it's definitely still creepy. It might be actually
weird and creepy for sure.
Right, right. Mm. There you go. Yeah, it was really creepy. Nate, help us out. How do we get out of this episode?
I think we're murdering, so it's time to go to bed. That's a wrap.
I agree, Nate.
Too bad he said, really.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nate. And as always, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 147 and our gruesome discussion on serial killer Granny Ripper. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.